Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. After a franchise record, 10 wins in a row for the Eagles, who have their sights set now on a clinch on Sunday in Washington, the number two seed at worst, and maybe the number one. We'll get to around the NFL, what happened yesterday. Saquon's MVP bid took a little hit yesterday, but the path to the one seed is becoming clearer for the Eagles. We'll get to all that coming up in a few minutes. Jerry and Douglas fill up first. What's up, Jerry?
Jerry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Jerry. What's up?
Not too much. I appreciate you taking Jerry Bear's call here. I just wanted to clear up something, because I know you don't think my name, Jerry Bear, is real masculine. So I just want to see, can I change my name?
Well, what do you want it to be?
I mean, my kids' friends, they call me that, so I kind of use that.
The kids' friends call you Jer Bear?
They do. So I do that because I know there's another Jerry from Douglasville. So then they know, you know, it's
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
that's fine.
Yeah,
well, do what you got to do.
Be Jer Bear. Yeah, you're good. I'm good.
So no. But I think Hugh's right. I can't go. That's just not masculine. So I don't know. Can I go with like J Dog or I don't know.
J Dog. Yeah. What do you think, Hugh? What do you like better, Jer Bear or J Dog?
You can't kind of like
I don't give
name
a
name yourself, but you know, I mean, if that's what you feel
okay,
you
well,
need
you
to do.
You guys can name me right now. I just so they know it's me. But so what's the name going to be? I'm switching though from Jer Bear. Right.
I'll go with Jerry.
Well, then, but there's another Jerry in Douglasville, he's saying.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's exactly.
All right,
be the better Jerry in Douglasville. Make yourself the more recognizable Jerry in Douglasville.
That's a fair point. Maybe by the end of the call, you're the top dog in Douglasville.
Don't be a coward and change your name. Make him have to change his.
Kyle's very strong on this.
Well, Hugh's the one that didn't like it, so I don't know. Hugh.
No, I mean, I was just like, wow,
this is all your fault.
It's not real.
Well, so what am I going with?
Man.
And I want to talk some football.
Yeah, bear.
Go ahead. Go ahead, J-Dog.
J-Dog. All right, we're going J-Dog. Okay. So now I just wanted to say I have like 4 or 5 points. I think that, you know, reasons why we won. First of all, not to preach or anything, but you got to give thanks to God. I mean, right now you see – you need some fortune. You need stuff to line up. Mm-hmm. And our players are healthy, man. Thank God. I mean, and you see Montgomery, you got people going down. I just think things are lining up. And, you know, you need a little fortune. I think Sirianni having, like you says, a Jesus moment. You know, he's praying with the you know, the guys and stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, divine stuff could be lining up. I don't know. But I think things could be lining up. Look what happened with the Super Bowl when we won that. You know, people, you know, of faith get baptized.
Sometimes
things, like
things are meant to be, Jerry. Sometimes they're meant to be.
They're meant to be, and you see things possibly lining up. I'm just saying, when you do things right, you're doing things, you know, things of faith, godly things. Things go, you know, there's blessings and obedience, and not to preach, but I'm just saying, I have to just see, thank God that our players are healthy and moving on, you know, just, you know, playing each game. So that's one point. But I think, you know, as fans, I think the fans, us as fans, I think everything, we kind of dictate the Philly sports. I think, you know, when there is a problem, we don't see our players playing like we know they should. We make them better. I mean, you know, you've seen Bryce Harper, you know, when you had, what's his name, when we all got up and...
Trey Turner, the standing ovation.
Trey Turner, right, when you guys get on the show. I'm just saying is the fans kind of dictate, you know, the way Philadelphia sports got people should be playing. And I think that's a big, I think it's a big reason why these players play. They play to a different level in Philly. We expect them that way. That's why we're the greatest fans, you know, Philadelphia. We expect them to play. They're getting paid. And, you know, we make them better. You know, we make them better. So I think that's another, you know, good point why these players, you know, we, you know, called them out and, you know, and Brandon Graham called out, you know, AJ, and then got them talking, you know, and then we worked everything out so things are better. So, but I think, you know, you have to give your hats off to Sirianni. You know, the guy was, you know, doing some crazy stuff, you know, just making play calls, not doing things. I think you'd have to give your hats off to Sirianni.
Oh, of course. He shaved his head and they haven't lost since. Jerry, you're right. I mean, good stuff there. Jay Bear or Jay Dog?
I checked out a while.
No, come on.
It was hard to pay a...
Yeah, he lost me at the beginning.
I mean, you know, Jay, I love you, man, but damn, you, that's a lot of talk.
Well, he had a lot to say.
Yeah, he was, man, but you gotta
invoke the Trey Turner, ovation.
Give it, like, bullet points and stuff, man. You know, it's a Monday. You know, we had a long day yesterday. Hung out with the people we worked with in the box. We hung out and ate good. You know,
you consider that a long day.
Yeah, and you know, we
you had some
we
candy had to, and
sitting around and eating. Man,
we had to digest, you know, what we saw. You know, yeah.
How did you make it into work today, man?
Take it easy on you.
I had a
hung
rough
out yesterday and watched
you
the game.
You are a warrior for being here today.
It was cold outside.
It was cold. Me and I had to hold a jersey.
How was that?
It was awesome.
WIP presents the game yesterday.
Yeah, we presented the game.
Oh, and I mean, look. The evidence is piling up that we delivered you this Eagles win.
So think about it. Yeah, last week we shed light mostly on the Brandon Graham show on WIP on the real issues, mm-hmm. and then we were the presenting sponsors for the game yesterday, led by Ike Reese and Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, it was an awesome day.
I would say the Eagles right now have won 9 straight. We get this victory. This is WIP. I think this 10th victory in a row, Hugh, belongs to us. Fair or not fair?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. WIP's I don't think win. People would agree with that.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I just think all evidence points to WIP winning that football game yesterday. I mean, that's
kind of sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, if not for the week last week and not for the Brandon Graham show with him saying what he said, do the Eagles win this game on Sunday? I don't know. The jury's out. I would say that they would
that's
not
a hell
have
of a correlation. Yeah,
let's go to a correlation.
No, I'm just saying it's pretty interesting when you put it in that kind of perspective. Yeah.
Almost as interesting as you saying you're tired because you watched the game.
I'm tired. I watched it, and I had to interact with people and stuff. This time.
Well, is you Douglas okay? Tired. Yeah, I guess.
A little tiresome.
What, even a nap?
I do. Well, I'm after I get off work, I'm gonna take a nap and then do the players' lounge with Ike. I'm gonna be spent.
I should give you a standing ovation when you walk into Chicken's.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah,
they're cheering you Douglas in Philly.
As I get my salad.
Is that what you get your order ready?
Get my order ready. Get me a salad.
What happened to you, man?
I wonder this all the time.
It's a nap and a salad.
Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's going on?
Good, bro. Robert. What's up?
Well, one word. I agree with Tom Brady. A-plus performance by Hurts. I knew he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered to throw to the wide receivers in the middle of the field, which he did constantly. You notice all those beautiful slant passes and attacking middle of the field.
Yes, those in-cutting routes. AJ coming over the middle by the hash.
That a lot of people didn't think he could throw.
He threw him well. He was patient, yeah. And he saw it. Yep.
On time, in rhythm. But now my favorite word, consistency. Can we do it again? We need to. If we keep playing at this level the next 3 games into playoffs, we stay healthy, guys. We're winning the Super Bowl. But we have to be consistent. We can't revert. We can't let the Washington game, the Giants game, Dallas game be trap games. We've got to get out there and just keep this flow rolling. This is beautiful football yesterday. This is the best we played in a long time. All praise to everyone out there. The defense, great playing. I noticed Kobe Dean had 10 tackles. He was the leading tackler.
He was all over the place. He and Bond have been so good together, yeah. Robert. It's been every game, it feels like. They're just consistently really, really good. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to keep that rolling. We got to keep building on that momentum. If we do that, I mean, I saw a lot of deficiencies yesterday in Detroit. I mean, Buffalo tore them apart. You know, with the weakness in the secondary.
Yeah, they can be had. They definitely can be had.
Well, yeah, I mean, their defense, it's caught up to them now. I mean, their issues on defense, injury-wise, it's remarkable. And, Robert, we appreciate it. That leads us to talk about the NFL as a whole. Let's go over Week 15 in the NFL. What we saw yesterday, carry over from the other night, two games tonight. Here, let's start with what you just mentioned and what Robert did. Buffalo 48.
Buffalo beat down.
Lions 42.
Well, they came back, but still, it was ugly. It was like it was all Buffalo in the first half of that game.
So
really, really
48-42, Buffalo wins the game. So Detroit gets their second loss, their first one since Week 2. We are now tied, Hugh, with the Detroit Lions for the number one spot in the NFC. They currently have the tiebreaker because of a better conference record. But the Eagles, there is a path now to potentially taking the one seed. All right, here's the question. Can Detroit survive all these injuries? It's been a remarkable amount. And I know some of these guys still are coming back, like their linebacker is one of their better players. He will be back. But Aleem McNeil, their defensive tackle, good player, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
It sounds like David Montgomery, who is one part of Sonic and Knuckles, you've referenced, their running back duo. He has an MCL injury. He could be gone for the season. You wonder now, have they lost too much? Are they not going to be the team they were? I've said all along, I think they're the best team in the NFC, but I don't know how they survive all of this.
Yeah, you know, for a team that has had the injuries that they've had, Joe, and to be able to run off the wins and have the kind of record that they have, it just feels like it's starting to catch up with them. You know, even though they put up a lot of points yesterday.
Yeah, 42.
To have that kind of injuries to one side of the ball, it just feels like it's mostly on the defense side of the ball and to lose your running back. That's a lot to come back from. And then when you talk about the 1-2 punch of the running backs, that's something that you look at and be like, oh, that injury might have been the one.
Might break their back. But now they're going to have to put it all on Gibbs. All right, so here is what we deal with down the stretch, and we'll look at tonight's game with it. So the Eagles can get the one seed. There's a path there now. Here's how it works. They have to win out, and they need the Vikings, who are a part of this still, and the Lions to each lose one game. Now, they play each other in the final week of the season. So one of them will lose a game. It will be the final week of the season. So we need the one that wins the game the last week of the season to lose one of their other two games. What do you think? Like right now, gut feeling. Are the Eagles going to be the one seed?
My gut feeling is, and this is not me conceding the fact that it's not going to happen, but I don't think so because we're not in control of our destiny. Like, not for the most part, because we still are looking over the fence to see what Detroit's going to do. Even though they have they got a tough one to go, but you're talking about Detroit and Minnesota being in that position? Yeah, it's a tough one.
So Minnesota plays tonight against Chicago. I think they should win tonight. I mean, they're about a touchdown favorite. I think Minnesota's going to drop a game before the season is over. They still play Seattle. I think their last three games are Seattle, Green Bay, and Detroit. That's tough. I mean, that's the toughest final of these three teams. I think Minnesota will drop a game. Now, Detroit might drop another one because of their injuries, but they also get to play two losing teams in the next couple weeks. They play Chicago next week, and then they play San Francisco. So we'll see. It could come down to the final week. Eagles obviously have a shot, but Hugh, the other thing that took a little bit of a shot yesterday, actually I'd say a big shot, is Saquon Barkley's MVP chances. It just might be Josh Allen's award. He went nuts again yesterday. He put up 48 points in Detroit. They win the game. They're 11-3. Is Josh Allen just going to take this MVP? Feels like it, Hugh.
It feels like that game he had yesterday, man. He was a one-man game. It feels like that might be the case. Saquon's still in the running, though, but, boy, it feels like Josh Allen's going to be that dude, man. I feel like this is the year that he might get everything that he wants
to
happen for him.
It might be. A lot of people think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. All right, the team they have to go through in the AFC won again yesterday. The Chiefs are 13-1. But Patrick Mahomes has his yearly injury that looks really bad, and we'll see how bad it actually is. Hobbled off yesterday on the cart leaving the game. He's considered week-to-week, which means we might get Carson Wentz on Christmas, everyone. He came in yesterday. I still think Mahomes
resurrection.
I still think Mahomes is going to play sooner than later. He always seems to be hurt, and then he plays.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't miss a game.
He's not going to miss the game, but a shout out to Carson Wentz for having his resurrection, getting the opportunity to go out there and try to salvage his
NFL resurrected career. Yet he threw two passes.
Resurrection.
I mean, he was just there.
It's a thought. I mean, you know, it's a start. I mean, I meant to say it's a thought, a start, but it's a start.
I'm going to just say that when I say things. It's a thought. Thought. I mean, it's a thought. It's a thought. All right, let me throw this at you. As we the NFC playoff picture's coming more into focus, rather we're getting again a glimpse of this. Seeding will change, but we kind of know most of the teams. Who do you want to face in the first round?
I tell you who I don't want to face if they make it in.
Tampa.
Oh, don't want to see.
Now, here's the good news. That will very unlikely to be a first round opponent because they're going to win their division.
Uh-huh.
So that would be more likely a second round opponent. It feels like the first round opponent is either going to be Washington or Green Bay. They're the 6 and the 7 right now. Who do you want to face? Washington for a third time or Green Bay?
Well, it looked like, you know, pick your poison. There's something to familiarity breeding contempt. So I'd probably say Green Bay.
So I'm presenting this as if the Eagles are the 2 because that's what they are right now. Uh-huh. Then it would be Washington agreement. Now, Hugh, if the Eagles get the 1, Tampa Bay could be their first opponent in the second round off
yeah,
the bye.
Yeah, that right there. That one's a little scary. It's Todd Bowles. And we've seen, as well as Jalen's playing, feel like Todd Bowles, Coach Bowles, has his number. Like, whatever Coach Bowles is able to do to disguise certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that people are like, well, damn it, Hugh, he didn't have this complimentary receivers. I know, dog. I know. And last year in the playoffs, I'm just saying, though. Look like Jalen hold the ball a little bit long. I guess he does when you got those, you know, other guys out there that aren't AJ and Devontae. So, yeah, but that's the one that kind of makes me a little nervous.
I'm not worried about him.
I know. I can see that from you.
I would choose Washington if I could pick their first opponent.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Is there anyone like you're chomping at the bit to play? The NFC, like 2 years ago, they got to face the Giants in their first game, right? Daniel Jones and a Giants team that kind of lucked their way to where they got to. It just feels like a tougher road. Now, the Eagles might be the best team in that tough road, but it feels like a tougher NFC than in a while.
Yeah, I think the
deeper.
The least threatening team is probably Seattle.
Yeah, I agree with that. That division stinks. I mean, that's going to be the bottom team.
Competitive, but not good.
Yeah, they're probably going to win it with 9 or 10 wins. So we shall see, but all eyes tonight. So we got Minnesota-Chicago tonight. We will be rooting for the Chicago Bears. Get your Bears. Root for Caleb Williams. And who's their coach? Thomas Brown or whatever his name is? Is he interim? Someone. Just get a win. Knock the Vikings down. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Rashad in South Philly. What's up, Rashad?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey, Rashad. What's up, pal?
Hey, man, listen, like I said last week, man, from that Rocky movie, man, there is no tomorrow. Shout out to A.J. Brown. Love what he did. And then for BG to come behind him and say, yeah, you know what? Y'all need to get it together. I love it, man. That's what you call accountability at the highest level, man, amongst players. That's what you got to have on a championship team, and that's what we got, man. Now, my second point is I want everybody to remember – yesterday's game from Jalen Hurts, man. Just remember this. You know what I'm saying? If he doesn't have the best game in the future or, you know, something don't necessarily go his way or our way as his team, listen, man, remember that performance that he put down. You know what I'm saying? The guy is a champion. He's QB1 for a reason, man. Let's remember those times. And let's not mail it in with doom and gloom if the Eagles lose or he has a bad game or whatever. We know he could do it.
Wait a minute, Rashad. I'm gonna let you speak. Yeah. What are you asking us to do though? What do you, as fans,
remember, like, what does that mean? Remember?
Yeah, what does that mean? What are you asking us to do?
Well, as far as what?
As far as you're saying, remember this game so we won't overreact or whatever?
You've
lost it now. We're gonna overreact.
All right, Rashad, let me say this. So he played a great game in Cincinnati. I think that was like the second of last week or last week of October.
Right.
My feeling on this is like those kind of good feelings last like a month or so, and then if you struggle after that, then people forget. So I hear you, right. And you're right. He showed yesterday he can do it against a good defense. But I'm just telling you right now, like, and I don't think this could happen because I think he'll finish strong now. But if he struggles the last 3 weeks, people will be nervous before the playoffs. It's just the way people's minds work.
Basically, Rashad, you're asking for way too much.
No, 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 no. I get consistency rules.
Yeah,
I get it, man. Consistency rules. I just don't want it, like, if the guy throws a pick next week, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear the doom and gloom from people. Oh, he's going to be all right. Come on.
But see, this is the thing, though, Rashad. It all depends on how the pick was thrown.
He was setting it up right now.
No, Rashad, I'm being honest. I'm just being honest.
Listen, I got you.
But it's because yesterday, when he had that fumble, there was a lot of people like, damn it, why didn't you just get out? I'm like, come on, dog. That was a good play by TJ Watt. Yeah. That was a good play.
Right.
But sure. I was in the booth with people. They're like, why'd you do that? I'm like, come on, dog. He punched right at the ball. You can't. I mean, he was, and Jalen's trying to get extra down, but that's what fans do, man. And listen, I'm sitting next to one of the biggest fans that you could have that works in sports radio. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but that overreaction coming, dog. I mean, if it don't look good, man, that overreaction coming.
The overreaction is killing me, man. I just like to keep it even, man. You know, when a guy does well, cool. If he's our guy, I guess that's my point.
Of course.
No, he's still our – listen, he's still our guy.
I'm throwing to the wall.
Yeah, and every time he's our guy when he wins games, and – when he doesn't win games, people are ready to trade him. That's just how it is, man. That's the nature of the beast.
You had a guy call last week. Oh, if Joe Burrow was our guy, like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it is.
I hear you.
You know what it is? It's life as an Eagles quarterback, Rashad. We appreciate it. And look, I don't think people are going to forget this one. Now, might they just push it to the side if he doesn't play well? Sure, but. Maybe he also could just play well again this coming week, right? And then play well again the next week.
That would be nice.
And then he goes in the playoffs on a heater. I mean, that's the thing about Hurts. He's done this before. And I know a lot of people the last few weeks kept pointing back to that. And that's true. Now, if he does it with consistency, then we're going to feel like they can't be beat because they have every other element rolling right now. They have a great run game, great offensive line. The defense has been, much to the chagrin of Hughes Beard, the best in the league. For now, you know, 2.5 months. It's a dominant defense that obviously and clearly is not a luxury, right? We all know that now. What was that?
None. I ain't said none. I'm just like, hey, I hear y'all. They're playing well. They're playing.
It's like that dismissal, the dismissing tone.
They're not dismissing anything. They're playing well,
as if
I'm just like, yeah, they're playing well. I can't deny that. They're playing well.
You can't deny it because the numbers don't lie. I mean, they're just the suffocating teams.
They definitely don't lie.
I mean, they held the Steelers like 160 yards.
I got one more game. I got one more game before, you know, reality
this
starts
to set
in.
This is so sad that you're not there now. So hard, I mean, you're cooked.
Like, I'm the only one that sits in this chair in this time slot that copes on a regular. You do it all the time.
With what?
Joe does, too, with stuff.
What are we coping with? What?
I can't recall.
Name literally
right
one
now.
Thing.
I can't recall at this moment, but it'll come to me. Give me a moment. You asked me too fast. I couldn't think of nothing.
You're the one that said it. You're throwing accusations out there.
Like I'm the one that copes.
No, but you cope harder.
Yeah, no, you no.
No, I'm more willing. I'm more willing to just say I was wrong.
You are not.
I'm wrong all the time.
No, you're not. You're not willing
to
do that.
I'm a moron. I was wrong about this and that, but you just hold on to it, and this is why you're here.
Like I said, because I cooked for like 2 seasons on this thing.
You didn't.
Like that, I was cooking.
This is... No,
I admit that,
spin doctor.
I can't understand how you think that the defense playing bad and the team being bad because of it justified what you said. Like that makes zero sense.
No, they did play bad. I mean,
yeah,
that's what
and
I'm
that
saying.
Was a huge reason the Eagles sucked last year.
There's a difference between having a bad take and a take that didn't age well. Now, my take in both fronts, it wasn't a bad take, and it aged pretty good.
Well, it was a good take because we got to beat you up about it for 2 years. But it aged terribly. I mean, it aged. They're the number one defense in the league. All right.
No, they're balling now.
215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. We'll get to a cool interview with Jalen Hurts and Tom Brady after the game. Plus, an injury that's flown under the radar today. You know, if the game had gone the other way, this might have been a bigger story. But there's a real injury out there that we got to talk about on this team. And I do think it matters. It might not matter on every play, but it matters on some. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.